And you're listening to The Naked Scientist. Nigel is in Wisbeach. You're live on The Naked Scientist. Hi, Nigel.
Hello.
What do you want to talk to us about?
Right, my question was, why does a biscuit go soggy more quickly in a hot, milky drink than it does in a hot, watery drink?
Are you sure it definitely goes soggier quicker in the milky drink?
It certainly appears to, yes. If you put it in, it takes less time to go soggy in a milky drink than it does in a watery drink.
Okay. This was actually the subject of a proper scientific study. It was done by Lem Fisher, and I think he's at the University of Bristol, isn't he? And he had a... sorry, Vic, you were going to say...
I think it was Nottingham, actually.
And he did this... He's got How to Dunk a Biscuit is actually the title of the book, isn't it? The reason why a biscuit goes soft when you dunk it in anything is because biscuits are largely made of starch molecules, that's the flour, and those are long chains of molecules, and in between them are sugar crystals, because there's a lot of sugar in the biscuit, that sticks them together, and some fat as well. When you put the biscuit in something hot, like hot tea, the heat from the tea melts the fat, and also the water soaks into the holes between the molecules and dissolves the sugar, and this makes the whole structure become very weak and limp, and the biscuit falls apart. And there's a certain sort of dunking time. I think rich tea, the dunking time is about 4 seconds, they're calculated, but digestives are longer. They can tolerate up to 10 seconds of dunk before they start to fall apart. The only difference they found between milky tea and non-milky tea, if my memory serves me correctly, was the flavour. And they found that milky tea makes the biscuit flavour much more intense. Sounds a bit weird, why should that happen? But the answer probably is because milk has got a lot of fat in it, unless you're drinking liquid water, which is the white skim stuff. And the fat intensifies the fat-soluble flavours in the biscuit and helps them to evaporate and go up your nose. So you get more flavour and more retro aroma, as it's called, from a biscuit dumped in milky tea than one dumped in black tea. The only possible exception I can think is that perhaps the fat in the milk is helping to liquefy the fat in the biscuit a little bit faster. What do you think, Dave?
The other thing which I've thought is that in order to keep the fat suspended in milk, there are lots of things called surfactants, which act a bit like washing up liquid in the way that it kind of can lift fat off your washing up. And they might help, they reduce the surface tension of the water, so it could mean that the water can get into the biscuit quicker because it's got less surface tension. So it will get absorbed much quicker, so it'll have more time to dissolve out the sugar.
Sounds like a good thought. Nigel, does that one clear that one up for you?
Sort of, yeah.
I guess that's another kitchen science experiment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
Yeah.
All right, then. Thanks for joining us.
Okay.